Barbara, manager's report?
You kind of gave it.
Well, what happened with...
Last 2 weeks, other than the mailing that you guys did, we have a problem with our grader. The mow board is broken. And,
The what board?
Mow board. That's the part that, the 12-foot wide blade. The mow board is the main solid metal part that the trim edges all fit to.
Are you saying mow or mold?
Mold, M-O-L-D.
Like mold?
It's our mold board on our grader is cracked. Big time.
I understand Joe gave you...
I've been working back and forth with him. He's having a difficult time. Oh, he didn't get back with me yesterday, so I guess he's still looking. But, we're trying to find a used one. But anyway, so everybody's aware that is broken. And it's not just a small crack that we can just go weld. It's a big hit hard.
You have approximate cost in replacement?
Yeah, we've got, I was trying to get new cost, but I'm trying to get used cost. And
you did some research with that too, Joe.
Well, I didn't get very far because I didn't have enough information on the unit.
And I talked to Matt. Yeah.
There's a guy in Matt in Vegas that sells them to the people there that has an aftermarket. And he says he can get them, but he needed more information. That's as far as I got.
Where is it broken and how? I mean, the length of it?
Yep. It's about 4 foot. Almost in the middle.
Yeah, almost horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
Horizontal.
I talked to people.
And it's not only broke the bowl board, but you know where it welds on the back of the thing, it's supposed to be there too. And you know, that's where our leak has been on that cylinder on that back of that. And Nolan suggests that I take it to Cedar, to the machine shop there, and have them, put it in new seals and ream that whole thing out. It takes $500 to do that. And that'll solve our leaking problem. Well, hopefully it'll solve our leaking problem.
How did we get it to see it? We have a trailer big enough?
We just take the ram off.
And then, but we can do it all at the same time because we have that whole thing apart anyway, which is what I fully intend to do. But we're going to have an expense there, which probably won't actually hit until January, but everybody's aware.
I talked to people at Mad Dog in Vegas that do grading, and they say they've not been able to locate used ones at all anyplace, so that avenue is dead with me.
The welder in Kanab that's been welding parts and pieces for me just rebuilt a big smoke cloth for the Jacob Lake Lodge. I mean, he had to cut the entire blade the whole way through in half and put it back together, and pretty extensive, but Kevin Key, and I think for a couple hundred bucks, you could probably build it.
Well,
find it out.
See, I thought about that. That was the first thing I thought. I can get welded. However, I'm not sure that he can do that with this one. No one doesn't seem to think he can. He had his what he did. He just had him, they just welded on his reinforcement plate and, fix it all up. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't have the head of the airport.
No. Seems like if you had the right equipment, you could re-weld anything.
Well,
it'll break.
It's not only the pressure. You broke it. The seams in the back are broken too, and Waterman did not think that would be the way to do it. They said that's going to be the weak spot from here on out. And the thing is that if that breaks, guess what? Because on that ramp, there you go. You're going to lose the ramp even more. So, and that's a lot of money there. So, I don't know.
That's something we should consider.
Just so everybody's aware, we don't have a choice. We have to fix it one way or the other, but we're trying to find a used one rather than get a new one.
But with John Deere, it's kind of tricky because John Deere is an animal itself. They don't use universal parts, as I understand. Like Mack Truck is unique to themselves.
Well, and I'm still in the middle of it all because we've had to fax back and forth part lists and, pictures and print pictures and email them to me, and I get, so we've had to do a lot of back and forth stuff.
Why don't you email them to me?
And,
I don't want them then.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's not a decision that has been, we haven't finished the whole thing. We're going to have to, just so everybody knows, there's going to be some money spent.
Question. So, Joe, anybody throw out any figure at all as to a
process? Somebody said $400 to $500, but then when John Deere was mentioned, and the phone started shaking. John Deere is not a a generic part replacement. It's going to be a John Deere part, pretty much.
And the other problem we have is this might not be, we might not be able to remove it out there because we don't have something to be able to pick it up with.
Yeah, I'm just for that, you know,
because
that whole thing, that whole unit's got to be lifted in order to take that off.
That's so weird.
We don't have any. My first thought is I think we better get a trailer and get that thing in the canal where we got some points or something. Nolan's offered us his shop for free if we want to use it to lift that thing up. Get off there. But we got to make sense of getting it into town.
Well, Barbara. Larry, you have any?
I mean, it's go look at probably, but I don't think it'd be all that hard if it's. I mean, you can unfold them and just drop the blade and drive the machine over the top of it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I should have went over there. I don't know anything about it because I just obviously take it one part. You know, I just we try it. What we do.
I could go out and look at it, and I think it could be welded.
Think so?
Yeah.
Will that be a short fix, though? That's that kind of a break?
No. I don't think so.
No. I mean, you can look at who's the guy that did most of the ropes, the grading recently for your dad?
The grading out there?
Yeah, at the ranch. Yeah, they did the original radio on the ranch. Look at his bulldozer, and that blade's been welded a dozen times.
And that's all they do all winter long is build them up, re-weld,
yeah.
Wear it off all spring, summer, fall, so, and re-weld them during.
So I don't know.
I think that, you know, that's definitely an option we've got to look at. You know?
Yeah.
And you said someone at Jacob Lake, you knew, Larry?
There's just a guy in Kanab that does welding.
Well, I know.
In fact, he did the snowplow one because Waterman's didn't want to do it.
Really? Well, see, and there you go. That's who all my touch with Waterman. So maybe we need to talk to Kevin.
Yeah, they were just too busy to even bother.
Easy for Kevin to go out and
look. Yeah.
Would you do that?
Decision.
Yeah.
Barb, is there any time that you get with Larry and be out there and?
South Family welded this mold board on my own grader.
Long time ago.
And it's still working.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's look into that.
Val and Kevin.
Okay, well, you know, it's obviously not
feasible.
I don't know that necessarily needs coordinated with you being there, Barbara, does it? And they go and report back to you and
yeah.
Trying to
without
get everyone's schedule together.
Okay. All right.
Brent there.
Yeah, I'll be there. I mean, that's not a problem.
Is at the ranch?
It's at the north end of the airstrip.
Okay.
I parked it there and. That's where it's sitting, and you can spot that crack from several hundred yards away.
Anything happened with the Red Reservoir?
No. I found out the reason that Brent, I can't remember who I told this story to, so you've probably all heard of it. Brent Robinson, the reason he didn't go up on that Tuesday that he was saying he was going to go was because Wayne went up there to look at that job and said, my little cat won't touch it. And even $500 you're wasting your money, you know? And so I said, fine. So then we had Nolan come up, and he looked at it, and he's got a bigger cat than Brent, but he said the same thing. He says, you know, $2,000 I can put in here, but he says, you would be better off to get a D8, a D7, D7 must have minimal, a D8 better. If you think Clark and Billy Spencer, I guess, are the two that he recommended. And so we contacted, I can get a hold of Clark.
Does Edna Dale still have his big D9?
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's at, whether it's in Mesquite or in Salt Lake.
He
says he won't move it for less than $1,500, though.
Well, see, that's exactly what happens. Is we talked to Billy Spencer, and he says, yeah, I've got a window, 2-day window next week. I can bring it over. It'd be $300, $350. To move it over to the site, and then that only left him, like, $1,700, you know, to do the job. If you guys, you know, and he says, and $125 an hour, you know, we won't get very much. He says, is there any way you can give us an extra $1,000 or something to do this so we can actually maybe do you a better job? Well, anyway, I said, well, no, I don't have any more money. That's what they, you know, that's all that we've been given, you know. And so he says, okay. And so he was thinking about coming over on Thursday or Friday, the day it snowed, anyway, whatever day that was. And it snowed really big time, so we just put everything on hold, and it's still good.
By the time we discussed that, I offered $200 towards the repair that's already been done. So you can count that money in. That's not a lot. But that's why I mentioned to Dale.
The LNN, you know, he sized it up. They have a D9 cat. They said they thought it would take a week.
Yeah, he was talking $10,000.
Yeah, a week, 10 days, or 10 to 12 hour days.
They're wow. Better and better all the time.
Generally, you cannot economically move dirt to create a reservoir. If you can dam up a canyon, or if you can find a reservoir, and then put a little dam across it, then you can economically reservoir water. You can't dig a hole big enough, or whatever. So the question is, why is the Red Reservoir there? What is it for? What do we plan to use it for?
Yeah.
We're not going to be growing turnips and carrots below it. We're not going to be using it as an irrigation system. So why are we? What's our purpose of the Red Reservoir?
It's a flood control, isn't it?
I'd say not even necessarily a flood control, partially. But I think the aesthetics, the view of a water catchment is there. And so I think it has some definite advantage and maybe eventually some recreation.
But and wildlife.
Depth doesn't necessarily, you know, if it's 12 feet deep or if it's 5 feet deep. So I think when we bought the ranch, some of you may remember there are circles out in that reservoir, because that's all the Finleys would do is create a little circle with their D4 cap to reservoir water for the livestock.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see those circles there. But to try and clean that thing out, I don't think that it has any practical economic advantage to us to do it. So to get it repaired so that it will hold water and rebuild our underground, and that reservoir is part of the wet meadow system there.
Yeah, and see, and that's all I thought we were going to do, Dale. I thought we got the hole repaired, and I was just going to take a little bit of dirt and shove it up against that corner and widen that out a little bit, you know, slope, you know, how we talked to the center. That's all I want to do. I didn't really want to clean that whole thing out. I think that's unfeasible.
The question I would have is, I mean, we had to dig down like 12 feet to get the head gate cleared out, and I think last time the possibility was mentioned that might silt in again over the winter if we don't do something.
And that's not a huge deal.
That's okay.
Yeah, because like Dale said, there's an overflow around the other side, and it would just do that again, you know.
Will it ever fill up enough to go on the overflow?
Yes, yeah, it did. One year went back behind the log fence, so it does have that capacity, but it'll go around the spillway.
And it wasn't red then, if you remember.
Right.
Yeah. They were beautiful blue.
Yeah. We've got gorgeous photographs of that when it was filled. So let the head gate go ahead. It's been covered up for at least 30 years that I know about, and maybe 30 years before that.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was open when you guys had to
go. Oh, no. It's so,
but the idea was that if hasn't the water been going out of there somewhere for a long period of time?
It seeps out.
Yeah,
that reservoir will not hold water.
It's the wrong kind of soil.
And when it gets full of water, if you walk out in all those willows at the upper end of the meadow, you'll just find bogs all over it. So it weeps on through, which does some of the things we want to do. It does cushion, you know, flood water coming down. So it has a very practical, but to spend $20,000 to move the dirt, we don't have a use for it.
So in your estimation, Dale, any movement of the silt would basically be non-functional because it'll all fill back in again then?
Spend the dime on it.
So close the head gate and leave it alone.
You don't even think we need to worry about trying to strengthen that one corner a little more since he filled that hole in? You know,
I haven't seen it since he made the repair, so I don't know.
Wipe all that dirt over against it. That's all I want to do. That's the reason I thought Brent Robinson could handle it. Because I wanted him just to take and move all that dirt over into that one corner right there. $500 worth and be done with it, you know?
I haven't seen the wet sweat, but I wouldn't move a lot of it. If there's, it seemed like one time there was dirt piled out in the reservoir. Is it still there?
Yeah, little island hump.
No, it's not an island hump. He built a trench along there, and then he dug down to that thing, you know, to divert all that water through there so he could fix the hole, which he did, too. And the hole was fixed. So we're done with that.
Larry can look at what he's up there and then see. I don't know if there's other equipment that's going to be used or things that would come along, but to clean the reservoir out.
No, it wasn't cleaning it all out. It was just moving the silt.
We weren't planning on cleaning that. Yeah, we were planning on moving that dirt over to that one corner. And
just that pile of dirt that we had.
Yeah. And that was the pile that they won't even touch without a bigger cap.
So we don't really know if it's necessary to do it at all. So maybe we better table that and have Larry look at that first. And don't spend the money until we see. I move that we do not spend the money until it has been looked at, just if we need to do anything with it. Yeah.
Well, and it's just because, you know, there's like been how many opinions offered on this thing now? You know, everybody has their own opinion, and, you know, I mean, I think we're all of the idea that cleaning out that whole reservoir is a waste, you know, it's a waste of money. You don't want to do that. But I was more like, I think pushing it over and strengthening that thing so we don't have to repair that hole again, for one, and then, you know, to make
it
better retention.
It's gone over the spillway and has not caused problems in the past. That was my only concern, is we're going to lose the utility of the head gate unless we clear some out.
Well, and that was my concern, too. I was a little bit concerned about that because I thought, you know, a lot of water went around that, just kind of got around that other side, and that's where the water comes in, so it'll just turn and go right out, and we don't even have as much.
I thought it was also protecting the lower pond.
Well, that just makes it flood.
Yeah. So no one can even come in anymore at this time because it is winter time, can they? Okay, there were some other issues with...
There's a motion on the floor.
Oh.
I made a motion on the
floor. Oh, that's all
right.
Okay, motion on the table. Does anyone second it?
Yeah, second.
Not to spend the money until...
there's another...
Opinion.
Okay.
So we got more money back in our budget.
Then seconded.
Well,
I have a motion.
Right.
Voting. All those in favor of accepting the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Unanimously. Okay. Barbara, you had done something else. Was it Cody moving other dirt?
Oh, Nolan did that.
Nolan.
Yeah, that's Yeah, we got the 40,000 gallon, or the road up to the 40,000 gallon tank has been put some gravel on.
Oh.
And the culverts have been cleaned out, and the culverts cleaned out, and the little bit of dirt's been hauled down on top of that trash.
There was the question if there was any money left over that they could either use some of the dirt where Larry was talking about, those little pond areas as you go into the ranch area, remember? Either reinforcing those? Yeah, remember the discussion?
Yeah, I wouldn't haul dirt down there, just the dirt that's already there and just cave that.
Or there was,
average it out, take away some of the...
To reinforce that?
Tanks.
Well, we didn't use all the dirt that was under those tanks. We didn't use all of that, you know, it's just... There,
south of
the came when we left it. We just, that was an easy place to
keep
them to haul down.
Yeah, rather than spend any money to haul it anywhere, it should just be flattened off right there.
Yeah, that's right.
So how much of that money was used?
I haven't got a bill for it yet. So I don't know. I mean, no one had, I know how many hours he had for Dave Cadell, and I know we're splitting the calling cost for Dave Cadell. You know, that was the whole idea. And then we did what we agreed on, and then in addition to that, we did the road work on for the new, because that wasn't in your $1,500, you know, that road to gravel on the 40,000. Greg Ross was supposed to do that, but he's not been doing it. And so all we had in there was the dump truck, and she was dump truck, and we spread that, and then we sprayed her and spent a little bit more. And anyway, we've got that, but I haven't got a bill for him. So, but I know, I told him, you know, it's got to be right out. So I'm sure we'll know he'll soon here, and we see what.
Anything else happen that you remember that we've been doing since the last 2 weeks?
I just got a question. Well, you bought a culvert van?
Yeah, the hugger van.
Culvert, yeah, you can pull it. That's your thing, put two of them together.
Pull two pieces together, make a long culvert.
And the frost scoop height, where do those go?
those are spares. We got one we have to replace at the headquarters, and then we need one. We just need to have one as a spare.
One.
Yeah, because we have a chronic leak in one of the hydrants down there, and a repair kit's already been put in it, and so it just needs to be dug out. Except the ground's been frozen. I can't
see. But that falls at the headquarters.
Yeah, they're at the headquarters. They're in the shop.
You know, the one that we're replacing is the one that everybody uses all the time where Bob gets his water, and, you know, he gets the water.
It's all broken?
Yeah, Bob gets his
water. You gotta unhook the hose.
Oh, that's
the trick.
I'm just kidding. You know, that's the one that the world needs down there by the
And just kind of pulling back, Dale's not here, Joe's not here, but Shauna is, with the cattle guards. Are we getting any pipe, stem pipe together or something? And I know we got the I-beams for the
well,
ends.
See, how many do they need? I mean, I have a lot, a few.
I think you have a little bit.
I have a bunch. Vance got some of mine.
I don't know where he got, but he got some, yeah, somewhere. Well, and there's those two over by your
golf. Well, that's you, you know.
Oh, just check.
Well, he thought he was going to have to do drag ropes, but whatever, if you can do that.
Well, I don't know, whatever, you know, I'm just here up there.
But I have some.
And I told, see, originally Joe said to me that he was going to do it in his welding class, so I thought we needed to get him a trail to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And he changed that, and he's going to weld them at the ranch. So we're not, so I don't have to go get those at home to Vegas, we're going to home back up.
Yeah, we're going to home over there to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, well, just tell me somebody you need.
Yeah.
I need to have Joe to
figure out. But have him come and
look. Yeah, down. I think that's what he needs.
The other thing that we talked about was if we put these pieces together, it would be good to put them together on some railroad ties. I mean, for that shed for the generator. Is there anyone here who has access to enough railroad ties to do the 80 feet of circumference or so?
Why would you want to do railroad ties instead of concrete?
Just because it's easier to set it down, maybe. But without, but concrete would work too.
Well, we have all those blocks.
Yeah.
Like 16. Didn't somebody
donate
those?
Taylor
brought those right there.
Okay. That would probably work. What they would do is be good to set them in a piece of red iron to lock them in there.
Yeah.
And something you could lock the red iron to, and it was suggested railroad ties. Probably the concrete box with some concrete in would be fine too.
If you got
well, that'd be better probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you could, well, the concrete, I don't know if we've got enough concrete box because we weren't thinking that side of big building.
Yeah.
There's a sturdy building. There's a pile of them, and we'd have to figure it out.
Okay,
Joe, you were gone.
He sold you?
Yeah. We're talking about cattle guards, and I know that you had a question to Dale, and he had been gone, about the stem pipe.
Stem pipe, you said you can get them at a cheaper price, you thought, that you were able to locate any. I emailed you, but I didn't get an answer.
There's an ad in the Command paper up in Lehigh of an outfit that claims inexpensive prices.
No, well, never mind, I've bought there before. Yeah, I've bought there too. Sometimes I pay twice as much as I do up in Salt Lake. So I don't know whether that's that great a price or not. Or maybe they just saw me coming when I came in.
This guy's got money. I just buy it at scrap iron. And I can't help. The prices have changed in the last few years, obviously. But I go out there and load it, and they were selling it to me for something like 40 cents a pound.
Anyway, what I think we need to do is, if you're going to start that in spring and you're going to make two of them, get together what you need, start compiling the stuff, getting it at the ranch, so if you're going to spend a week up there,
right,
we can...
Yeah. You guys will supply the material, I'll supply the labor, is what I was getting at. I don't have the ability to pick the material up, obviously. And Shauna was nice enough to donate the I-beams. I don't know how big they are yet, but I'm sure if they aren't.
They'll be 10 to 12 inches.
They're 10, but what gauge? Are they 8 3/16, quarter inch I-beam?
Lighter
than that.
It's the same material.
It's not a problem. We'll just put, instead of putting them 24 inches apart, we can put them 18 inches apart.
That's the same material that Vance made all the stairs for the cabinets out of, isn't it?
What?
It's the same material that Vance made the stairs for the cabins out of. Those are all trailer tongues too, I think. But they may vary. I mean, a bigger trailer probably takes a bigger trailer tongue.
Was there a torch up at the cabin?
A minor here.
Well, anyway, if Joe, if you could coordinate with some people in Utah with Brent, see what can be done in terms of price for this, get everything together material-wise?
You know what I think we need? Part of my problem, I call, they want to know how many feet I have to do.
How many feet what?
Standpipe?
You need... We should use 4-inch round pipe. So the I beams, the way...
Joe, do me a favor. Could you get that together with Barbara, maybe when we have a little break or something, so we can get going with this budget?
Okay.
Because I know it's really, really important.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.